Nolte, Dr. Fauci Behaves Like America's Anti-Vaxxer-in-Chief. By John Nolte on April 14, 2021. Pop quiz: who's telling us the coronavirus vaccines are dangerous and useless? Is it the legendary Dr. Anthony Fauci or the anti-vax conspiracy theorists? From where I sit, it's both. Because I believe in transparency, let me tell you where I personally stand on all this. I diligently wear a mask and social distance, but I do not believe others should be forced to wear masks and social distance. Like AIDS, we all know the risks of the Wuhan virus. And if I'm wearing a mask, condom, and social distancing, practicing celibacy, I don't care if others choose not to. As far as the vaccine itself, my wife is fully vaccinated and, last week, I received my first Moderna shot. I hope everyone gets vaccinated, but this is America. You have the right to not get vaccinated. If I'm vaccinated, I don't care if others choose not to. Bottom line, I really do want everyone to get vaccinated. So you can imagine my reaction as I watch Dr. Fauci running around behaving almost exactly like an anti-vaxxer. The anti-vaxxers say the China virus vaccine is useless, and therefore there's no good reason to take the risk in getting it. Well, here's Fauci basically saying the same thing. So, if you're not vaccinated, please get vaccinated as soon as vaccine becomes available to you. And if you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get this subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask. He added, it's still not okay to eat or drink indoors. Wait, what? What the hell is the point of getting vaccinated if nothing changes? Even after being vaccinated, I still can gather with people? You're still going to enforce capacity limits? I still have to wear this goddamned mask? I still can't enjoy a meal or a beer indoors, or go to a movie? Why in the world would I get vaccinated if it does no good? At least to my ears, that's Fauci's message here. And this is precisely what the anti-vaxxers keep telling me. On Tuesday, Fauci doubled down. KNLL former journalist Wolf Blitzer asked him, should I feel? I'm fully vaccinated, obviously, should I feel safe having dinner at an indoor restaurant? Here's Fauci's lunatic response. Being vaccinated, the risk for you is very low. It isn't like before when you were not vaccinated and you had a lot of activity in the community and you went into an indoor restaurant where there was not a restriction on the number of people in a restaurant. Your risk would be up there. Whereas, now, the risk is not zero, but it's extremely low. And what it's going to be, Wolf, is that people are going to have to make a determination of what level of risk are they willing to take. So why not tell us what the risk is? If the vaccine moves the risk from up there to very low, what does that mean? The coronavirus survival rate, if you're under 70, is already somewhere between 99.5% and 99.997%. Could the move from up there to very low take us into flu survival rate territory? And if so, doesn't that mean that those of us who have been vaccinated can go back to living a normal life? Sadly, that's the least of Fauci's madness. What a banner day Tuesday must have been for the anti-vaxxers when Fauci and his fraudulent see Joe Biden decided to pull the Johnson & Johnson vaccine off the shelves. Over 6 instances of blood clotting and a single death. Some 7 million people have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which puts the risk way below the acceptable level. Unless we learn something more, this is an outrageous, anti-science overreaction. It's also one that plays right into the hands of the anti-vaxxers. Certainly, the government would have been 100% correct to disclose these 6 cases. Transparency is always good. But it should have been disclosed responsibly, with the full context of what it appears to mean. And what it appears to mean is an acceptable risk. The beauty of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is that it's a single shot. One and done. You can't imagine how much easier this makes life for those who receive it. One less trip. One less shot for those who hate shots. If you're a provider, unlike the other vaccines, you don't need a freezer to store the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it requires only refrigeration. A single dose also means less paperwork, etc. Nevertheless, what we have here, according to no less than the Fauci, is an unsafe coronavirus vaccine that earned government approval. which is exactly what the anti-vaxxers told me would happen. So with all this going on, you might wonder why I'm going to go ahead and get my second and final Moderna shot just as soon as I can. Well, I'll tell you why. Dr. Anthony Fauci is a fascist and an admitted liar who is desperate to prolong his time in the spotlight, who is desperate to control the population, who is enjoying the hell out of being the man during a crisis, and who is in cahoots with fascist Democrats to keep us locked down, to keep us from gathering, especially with the midterm elections coming up, to keep us frightened, to keep crushing small businesses in order to increase the power of woke big business, and to control the population as much as possible. This fraud has no problem telling me I can't sit down for a beer but has nothing to say about the flood of illegal immigrants Biden is letting loose in our country. I have diligently done everything the government told me to do. Moving the goalposts on the vaccine is my limit. 2 weeks after I get that second shot, the mask goes in the garbage and anyone who tells me to put one on is going to catch a face full of hell. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.